Right, today's daf is a daf yudal. So we were in the middle of a sugi yesterday. Let's take it from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Bey just to go through again the last two lines. The Gemara is talking about this, the pasuk of that river, that nahar. So the Gemara says, "River Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Al Asher Kumtu," that this river, this nahar dinar, was spilling out on top of these individuals who were supposed to be created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the end, decided not to create them. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Iyov Asher Kumtu Velo Eis, that he had a thought to create them, but the time never came. Nahar Yutak Yisodim, this river would pour out, would spill out on top of these creatures or whatever they were if they never created. The Tani, the Vayis, says Amar Bishim Ben Chassid, Eilu Teisha Meol Chameos Bishim VaArba Doros. These were the 974 generations Shekumtu Lihibaros that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, but Kodem Shenivra Olam, before the world was created, Velo Nivru. But in the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided not to create them. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem stood up V'Shaslim B'Chol Dor V'Dor. He ended up dispersing them into each generation. V'Hein Hein Azei Panim Shebador. These were the people who were had this terrible meat of Azei Panim that we find out through the generations. Gemara says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. He responds back and says, no, it's not referring to those who are Azei Panim, rather Asher Kumtu was actually Lebracha. These are people who were praised, that they were minimized. What is this referred to? Who does this refer to? The Hudichsiv Elu Tamidei Chachamim Shemikatmatam the Atman Al Divrei Torah Baalam Hazeh, that they minimize themselves, they weaken themselves, they put themselves into great pain and poverty in order to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megalem Sodli Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal to them the secrets of the world in the future in Olam Haba. Shenemar Nahar Yutak Yisodim, the Sod which will be revealed to them, to these individuals. Gemara says further now, Amar Le Shmuel Achia Bar Rav Bar Arya Ta Emelach Milsa Mahani Mili Mal Yusu Dehave Amar Avuch. Come and I'm going to tell you one of the special things that your father Rav would say. Kol Yom of Yom, every single day he was Mechadesh Nivron Malach Esharis Minahar Dinor. This river of fire would create Malachim each day. V'Amri Shira Ubatle, and the Malachim would get up, they'd be created, say a song to Hashem, sing a song, and vanish, they'd disappear, battle. Shenemar Tezin Eicha, Chadashim La Bekarim, each morning there was newness, Rabba Munasecha, they prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Shira. So every morning there was such a Malach, and it would come and disappear, afterwards sing a song. Pligat the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, he argued, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, called Dibor v'Dibor Sheyotu Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nivra Mimenu Malach Echad. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu would speak, that would create a Malach Shenemar B'Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu. With the words of Hashem, the skies would be created. Uveruach Piv Kol Tzvam. And all the Tzvam, all the Malachim, all his army, his soldiers in the army, would also, with the Ruach, with the spirit, with the speech of Hashem, would be created as well. So they would not come from the Nahar Din, or rather, these Malachim would be created from the speech, speaking in the mouth of Hashem. So Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk tells us that Daniel describes that he saw in a dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Levushay Kislag Chiver. Now, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no physical attributes. This is all a mashal of some sort for us to understand some of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pasuk in Daniel describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being adorned in Kislag Chiver, full of white snow. Usar Roshay Ka'amar Nike, and his hair was clean like white wool. Ukasav, it says in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Kfutzosav Taltalim Shecharos Ka'orev, that the locks of hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is black like a raven. So is the hair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu white or is it black? And the Gemara says there is no contradiction. Lokasha depends on the time. Depends what he's doing. Kan bi yeshiva, kan bi mechama. Damar mar, ein lecha na bi yeshiva elazakin. Who is appropriate, who's fitting to sit in the Bezdin and the yeshiva? That's a zakin, one who's old. So that's when we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as having white hair. But ein lecha emna b'melchama el bachar. But who is fit to go out to be a warrior to fight in the war? That's the person who's young and strong with black hair. So when it comes to describing Kadosh Baruch Hu in melchama, we describe him as having black hair, like a young man. When we describe him sitting in yeshiva and giving a din Torah, we describe him as having white hair, as an old man. So Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk tells us Daniel he saw in this dream of his. Karsay, with Karsay is Aramaic for Kisei, Karsay is Shevivin Dinor, that the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made of sparks of fire. Ukasav Echad Omer, a different pasuk says that Daniel observed Ad Di Karsavin, Karsavin's two thrones, Rimiv of Atik Yomin Yasiv. Atik Yomin is a very important term, a concept in the Kabbalah. Either way, we have that there's one Kisei described in one pasuk of Daniel, and the other pasuk describes there being two thrones, Dei Karsavin, two Kisei. So how many thrones were there? So the Gemara says, Lo Kashya, Echad lo, v'echad l'David. One throne was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and the other throne was for David HaMelech, who is the king of this world in the amongst mankind. Kedetani, like the Brisa says, Echad lo, v'echad l'David, divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's how Rabbi Akiva reconciled the Stirim Psukim. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Akiva, ad mosay ata ose shechina chol. Until when will you stop making HaKadosh Baruch Hu into a chol, into something mundane? You can't compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, with David HaMelech, the two different worlds. You have it all wrong. We have this a few times where lambasted Rabbi Kiva for saying the wrong things in the Divrei Agada. They say stick to the world of halacha. God is not your expertise. So Elaz, what's pshat in the two psukim? Echad ledin ve'echad letzedaka. There's one throne. Really, there are two thrones, and we were describing the one throne that we was talking about Chesed and Tzedaka. He was having the white hair, but there really are two thrones: one throne for din and one throne for tzedaka. So Gemara says, Kibli Minei or Lo Kibli Minei? Did Rabbi Kiva accept this response? Was he Makabel, one throne, two thrones, as being Echel Din Echel Tzedaka? So Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tashma. Echel Din Echel Tzedaka, Rabbi Kiva. So we see he accepted it. So Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kiva Malacha Eitzel Hagada. What do you do in learning Halagada? This is not your area of expertise. Kalech midab rusecha, stop talking. Eitz on the gum alacha, take your talking and go to the world in the gum. Go to the world of olos. Halacha alumnus, that's your area, not the world of agarda. Don't weigh in here. El echa lekisav echa le shrafref. So even though Rabbi Kiva agreed to Rabbi Yossi, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah felt Rabbi Yossi was wrong as well. Rather, one throne was the throne, the kisei. The other one was a footrest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's legs. Shenemars, it says that Hashemayim kisei v'haaretz hadam raglai. So Gemara says further now, Ki also Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi reported back from Eretz Yisrael. He came to Bavel and Amar. He said the following: Shmon esrei klalos kilel Yeshaya is Yisrael. There are 18 curses that Yeshaya rather had cursed Yisrael with. And he wasn't satisfied even after 18 klalos, until finally he said the pasuk, Yerharvu hanar bezaken, the nar is going to be haughty, he's going to stand up against the zaken, against the elderly men, vanikla banichbad, and those who are disgraced and cursed will stand up against those who should be respected. So that's what satisfied him, that was the worst curse he could give them. So shmon esrei klalos mayinin, what are the 18 curses that Yeshaya sent upon Am Yisrael? The Chassivit says in the Pasuk, and list all 18 of them. Kinei ha'adon Hashem tzvakos meisim Yerushalayim mi'Yehuda. He's going to remove from Yehuda, Mashen, we're going to describe what each concept is, but we're now just listing them. He's going to remove from them, Mashenu, Mashena, Kol Mishan Lechem, Kol Mishan Mayim, Gibor v'ish Milchama, Shofet v'Navi v'Kosem, V'Zakin Sarchamishim, V'Nisofanim, V'Yoitz v'Chacham Charashim, U'Nivon Lachash, V'Nasati Ne'arim Misarayim, V'Sa'alulim Yimshluvam v'Gomer. This is the long Pasuk of 18 individuals, 18 certain kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove from the midst of Yerushalayim and Yehuda from Klal Yisrael. So what are these 18 descriptions? So the Gemara goes one by one. Mashen refers to Elu Bali Mikra, those who are experts in Tanakh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove those experts, the Bali Mikra, from Yerushalayim and Yehuda. Mashena, Elu Bali Mishnah, those who learn Mishnah, Kigon Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, the Chaver of his Chabur, who learned Mishnah very well. And Pligi Ba, there's Machlokas between Rapapa and Rabbanan, Chad Amar, Sheishmeos, Sidre Mishnah. Some held there were 600 Sidre Mishnah, much different than now. We only have 6 now, but 600 in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. And others say, Chad Amar, Sheva Meos, Sidre Mishnah. There are 700 Sidre Mishnah. Similar to what the Gemara of Avodah Zarah tells us, that although we only have a few prakim of Mesechas of Avodah Zarah, in the times of Avraham Avinu, there are a few hundred prakim of Masechas Avodah Zarah. Here as well, there are 600 or 700 Sidre Mishnah. That's a lot more than we have. So those were taken from us as well. Kol Mishan Lechem, Elu Bali Talmud. Those who knew Gemara well, knew the reasons of the Mishnah, knew how to reconcile contradictions in the Mishnah. Shenemar Luchu Lachmo Bilachemi, Ushesu B'Yayin Masachti, Lashon Masechas. So that's the Masechta, those who are experts in the world of Gemara. Kol Mishan Mayim, Elu Bale Agada, those who knew Agadata well, knew the fascinating stories of Agadata, knew how to understand them, what it meant, Shemoshkin, Liba, Shaladam, that draw a person's heart and engage a person, Kimayim, Be'agada, they draw like a water is drawn, so too the Agadata draws a person feels connected and open to the Torah. Gibor Zeh Baal Shmuels, those who knew that Paskin Shilas, Aliba de Hilchasa, Vish Mechama Zeh Sheyodea, Lisa Velitain, Be'mecham Teshatorah, those who knew how to fight, to ask questions and answer questions in the Shakta Taya of the Gemara. Shofet Zedain Shadan Din Amis. Lamita, Dain Choshe Mishvah, and Navi is Kimashmo, a Navi, Kosem Ze Melech, a king, Shedemar Kesem Al Sifse Melech, Zakin refers to Zesha Royal Yeshiva, those who should sit and be learning in Yeshiva, learning for many, many years, just Osik in the Torah in the corner of the base Medrash. Sar Chamishim Al Tikre Sar Chamishim, don't call the minister 50, Eller Sar Chumashim, those who are equipped, those who are weaponed. Zesha Yodel Lisa Velite Mechamishe Chumche Torah, those who know how to learn Chumash well, but not just learn it well, but ask questions and answer stiros. Davar Acher, alternatively, Yesh Chamishim, Kedi Rabbi Abohu, Dami Rabbi Abohu, Mikan Shein Mamidim, Miturgamanu, Alatzibor, Pachas Mechamishim Shana. A different understanding that a Miturgaman has to be at least 50 years before he can get in front of the Tzibor and start saying the Targum of the reading. Uneso Fanim refers to Zesh Shinosim, Panim Ladari Bavuro, those who show favor, who represent Am Yisrael in showing favor to Lamala, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could go in Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was said about him that with his zechus, he brought the world Parnassah to the entire world, even though he himself didn't need much to feed himself, but his zechuyas was so great, he was able to show Nasafanim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide Parnassah for the entire world, and Lamata, and someone who's able to show Yisafanim to those below, to the government below, that refers to Kigon Rabbi Abohu, they Kesar, who spent time in the palace to show favor amongst the humans. So those who know how to Nasapanim Lamala and Nasapanim Lamata. A Yoetz, one who advises, Shiodel La'aber Shanim Lukba Chadashim, knew the calendar very well. The Chacham Zet Tamid Hamachim Es Rabosav, those who make their Ribeim even smarter. Charashim Shebeshah Sheposech B'Divrei Torah, those who speak and give a Chiddush, give a Divrei Torah, Hakol Nasim Charashim, no one knows how to respond to them. It's so beautiful, so clear, so whatever it is, it's something that everyone else was like in awe and silence when they heard such a Divrei Torah. Univon zeh maven davar mitoch davar, a person who can extrapolate ideas from one applied elsewhere. Lachash zeh sheroy limser lo divrei Torah shenina belachash, those who are worthy of hearing the secret of the Torah that were whispered from one person to the next. And finally, the last and 18th bracha, curse rather, nasati ne'ar misareim, to make the children, the ministers, my nasati ne'ar misareim, what does that refer to? Amar, Rabbi Elazar, elu b'nei adam, shemino arim mina mitzvah, that they're empty, they're shaken from the mitzvahs, v'salulim yimshilu v'am. What does that mean? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Tale b'nei Tale, that they have almost like foxes upon foxes, which is a way of saying they're very lowly people, unworthy people. That was the 18th curse that Yeshaya had sent upon Am Yisrael. Even he said so many curses and terrible things that we lost all the great Talmid Chachamim in different areas of expertise. Nonetheless, v'lo niskara daita ach amar lehem, he wasn't satisfied with all those curses until finally Yeshaya said the following, Yirharvu hanar bezakin, let the nar be haughty and step over on the toes of and show disrespect to the zakin. Elu b'nei adam shem ne'orim min ha-mitzvos, like we said above, those who are empty, shaken from all the mitzvahs, Yirharvu b'mi shem emula b'mitzvos kirimon, he's going to step over, stand on top of those who are full of mitzvahs, full as the pomegranate. Banikla b'nichba, those who are cursed, those who are disgraceful, are going to step up against those who are respected, or should be respected. Yavo misha chamuros domos alav kikalos, those who treat the stringent mitzvahs as, they're coolest, it's just Shabbos, it's just arayos, it's just the avodah zara, they treat them like a nothing. Those individuals who are nikla, who are makel and everything, are going to yirharvu, going to stand up against, unfortunately, b'misha kalos domos alav kichamuros, those who view the light mitzvahs as very severe as well. Gemara says further now, Amar Katina, Afil Bashas Kishlono Shel Yishlaim. Even when Yishlaim was crumbling, when it was falling apart, there was a big nefila, Lopaskum Hem Bali Amana. They did not lose out on those who trusted and believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're still trustworthy people. They're people who spoke the Emes. Even when terrible things were happening, they still spoke the Emes. How do we know this? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yispos Ish Be'achiva Beis Aviva Simla Lecha Katzin Tialanu, that one person grabbed onto his brother and said, holding on to like the shirt, he said, we still need a leader, you should be the leader upon us. Katzin Tialanu, you should be our leader. So Dvar Mishab Bnei Adam Miskasin Kisimla, that which is hidden underneath the shirt, like Divrei Torah, Yeshan Tachas Yadcha, you still have the ability. He was telling his brother, you still have the capability of learning and teaching. We still need you. Yes, your Shalim in the base of English is falling apart, is being destroyed. We still need you as a leader. V'machshel Hazos, my machshel Hazos, what does this mean? Dvar Mishab Bnei Adam Omdim Aleim Elim Kei Nichshab Hem. These are the things that people only learn through trial and error. Sometimes a person's only able to be successful in learning by trying and making mistakes. So you learn harder, you make yourself better, you strengthen yourself, you build up the muscles. Yeshin tachas yatcha. You have that ability. You're the expert. By learning so many years, you've made mistakes in understanding Torah, which made you even stronger. So he's saying to his brother, you should be our leader, teach us Torah. Even though, again, everything was falling apart around them. Yerushalayim is being destroyed. They still wanted those people who were leaders. So what happened? So what was the response of his brother? Yisav ayomahu lemor. That day he said, I won't be a chovesh. We'll see what this means in just a second. Just read the pasuk. With basi ein lechem, in my house there's no bread. Vein simla, there's no shirt. Lo sisimuni kitzin am. Don't place me as a leader. So yisa means ein yisa lashon shvua. He took a shvua. Shinemar lo sisa shem Hashem lokecha. So the brother responded, I swear to you that what? Lo si a chovesh, I won't be a chovesh. What's a chovesh? Lo hayisi mi chovshe beis hamedrash. I was not amongst those who were jailed, who spent time in the base medrash. I'm honored, I'm flattered by you thinking I'm such a great person, but I'm being honest with you, I was not those who spent time in the base medrash. I'm not worthy of teaching you Torah. There's no bread or shirts in my house, meaning, this is a mashal. I don't have the ability, I'm not an expert in Tanakh, I'm not an expert in Mishnah, I'm not an expert in Gemara, I don't have the qualifications, thank you very much. So we see that he was honest with the guy. He was asked to be a leader, be the next leader of the community. He said, I'm not capable. So even though the world is being destroyed, or Yerushalayim is being destroyed, he still spoke the emes. That's what was being said. And the Gemara said, how do you know? The Dome of Shiny House, and maybe really they lied. The people who lived in the times, the age of the destruction of Yerushalayim, they were liars. But this guy had to tell the truth, because what would happen? They said to him, so, okay, I'll be the leader. They start asking him, Shilas, what does this Gemara mean? What does that Gemara mean? If he doesn't know the answer, he's going to be caught. So normally he would be a liar. But he was forced, he had to tell the truth in this case, because otherwise he'd have to show up what he knows. So the Gemara says that Dilma, Shiny Hus, maybe this case was different. The Amr Lahu Gemirnev, he says, you're right, Taka, I'm a big Tava Chacham, I know my stuff. So Amr Lai, so Nu Say Ashir, so Amalan, he doesn't know what to say. So for that reason, he had to be emistic. But maybe in general, the people of that time, of that Tukufa, were not necessarily emistic. So Gemara says, Havle the Maimar. No, he could have responded as follows. He says, you're right, Gamar Vashachach, I used to be a Tava Chacham, but recently I started to forget things. He could have lied that way, but he didn't. So my Lohea Chovesh, he said, I was never in the base medrash. I was never there. Never spent any time. So he could have said, you're right, I used to spend time in the base medrash. I used to be learned, but I forgot with so many years. It's been a long time since I was last in yeshiva. But no, he said, I never spent time in the base medrash, which taught us that he was telling the emes. And therefore, even though the Yerushalayim, the base medrash, was being destroyed, we still had a few people who spoke the emes. So Gemara said, Aini, is that really true? That in the times of Yerushalayim, people spoke emes? We have a statement that Rava says the only reason, or the what really the straw that broke the camel's back that destroyed the Yerushalayim, was that people stopped speaking emes. That was the cause. How could the Gemara suggest here that were still a few people who spoke the emes? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Shotetu bechutos Yerushalayim, uru now, go throughout the different areas of Yerushalayim, and please take a look. Udu vikshu berichovoseh, look in the streets. Im timsu ish, if you're going to find the person, im yesh ose mishra, those who have a judgment, proper judgment, vivakesh amunah, looking for the truth, looking for the emes, looking for belief, eslachlo, then I will forgive you, but no one was to be found. So there's no bali amana who lived in the times of the destruction of the base of Migdash. The lo kashu, the Gemara says, there's no contradiction. Habidivre Torah, habimasim ma'amatim. There were those who spoke emes when it came to the world of the base medrash. When it came to the world of divrei Torah, that was true. When it came to masim matim, when it came to the world of business, nobody, there was not a single person who spoke emes who was honest when it came to business, and that's the difference. But now the Gemara says, going on to Yudalim and Beis, now two lines down, Tanu Rabbanan. The Brisa teaches us that Ma'isah b'Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'rochev al ha'chamor, v'yamahalech b'derech. One time he was riding on a donkey, and he was traveling through the streets. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Mechamer Achrav, Rabbi Elazar was right behind Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Shini li perak echad b'maisa merkava. Please teach me a perak, a maisa merkava. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Lo kach shenisi lechem, did I not teach you before? Lo b'merkava b'yachid, ela imkin haya chacham mevim medaito. You have to have certain qualifications to be right, to learn, to be taught the maisa merkava. So Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar says back to him, Rabbi, Tarsheni lomar lefanecha davar echad shilmaratani. Let me tell you something you once taught us. Amar lo, emor. So nu, tell me, what do you see? What I tell you? So miyad yarod Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, me'al hachamer v'nisate. Now before, Rabbi Yochanan could listen to what his Talmud would teach him, he got off the donkey, and he covered himself in nisate in the talus. V'yashva ha'evan tachas ha'zayis, he sat beneath an olive tree on a rock. Amalo. So Reb Elazar says to his Rebbe, he asks his Rebbe, Rebbe, mipnei ma yirata me'al hamer. We were trying to cover ground here. Why do you stop your donkey and get off to the side? Amar efshir ata darish b'maisa merkava u'shchini imano. Is it possible you're going to be darshining in the pesukim yecheskel maisa merkava, and the shchina is going to be in our presence u'malachi asharis melavin osanu, and we're going to be escorted by malachim v'ani erkav al hamer. I'm just riding on a donkey. That's inappropriate. You have to. It's like davening in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to sit or stand and cover yourself in a talus. So miyad pasuk for Blazer ben Arach b'maisa merkava v'darish. So then Blazer got the donkey seemingly as well. They start darshing maisa merkava. The yard to Eishmin Hashemayim, and a fire came from the heavens. V'sibiba kol ha'ilanos shebasada, and it surrounded all the trees of the field. Upasu kulam, and all of them opened up. The Amru Shira, they all sang a song. Umashira Amru, what was the Shira that they sang? That the trees sang. Amru halalu halu es Hashem min ha'aretz taninim v'chol tohomos eitz pri v'chol razim haluka. So Nana, so that's according to our Gemara. If you look at Tosa just for a second, the top here, he quotes from the Yushalmi that says they sang the song Aziranu Atzei Hayar, also about the songs that the trees of the forest would sing. So Gemara says further now, Nana Malach Mina Eish, and an angel from fire came down, Vamar, and he said, Hein, Hein, Maisim Merkava, this is Mamash Maisim Merkava. Amad Rabbi Yochman Zaki in Nishako, he kissed Rabbi Elazar on his head, Arosho, Vamar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shenasin Ben Lavram Avinu, Shiyodei Lahavinu Lachkor Lidros, Lidrosh, L'maisa Ben Merkava. So thank Hashem that there's such a child, such a descendant of Avram like yourself, who's able to understand and darshan the Maisa Merkava. Yeshna Darish Veinu Na Makayim. There are those who have beautiful drashas but don't have beautiful actions. Na Makayim Veinu Na Darish. Those who have beautiful actions but don't have beautiful drashas. V'yata Na Darish Veinu Na Makayim. You both have both qualities of your drashas are beautiful and your fulfillments of mitzvahs are beautiful. Ashrecha Avram Avinu She'alaza Ben Arach Yatam Mechalatecha. Praiseworthy is Avram Avinu. He has such a descendant like yourself. Uchshenemra Adram Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. When these words were said to Rabbi Yeshua, Hayahu Rabbi Yosi Akorin Mahalchin Baderach. They were once walking. Amru Afanin Af Anu Nidrosh B'Maisim Merkava. Just like we had Rabbi Elazar Darshan, we could also Darshan Maisim Merkava. So Pasach Rabbi Yeshua Darish. He started the Darshan. Ve'osa Yom Tekufas Tamaz Haya. It was the summer. The Niskashu Shemaim Ba'Avin. It didn't rain in the summer in Eretz Yisrael. But when they started the Darshan, the clouds were filling the sky. And near Kamin Kashis Ba'anon, and they saw a rainbow. The Malachim started to gather together to hear the drashas of Ma'aseh Merkava. Kivnei Adam Shemiskapsin Avon Liros Biz Maz Mutei Chasam Vekal. Just like when there's the Ketam Rakdin, people doing funny things in front of the Chasam Vekala, jumping around, juggling. Everyone gathers around to see what's going on. That's exactly how the Malachim would gather around together as well to observe, to listen to the drashas of Yeshua. So Halach Rabbi Yosi Akorin Vesipra Adram Lefnei Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So when he saw this, Rabbi Yosi reported back to Rabbi Yochanan what he observed with Rabbi Yochanan, with Rabbi Yeshua's drasha. Amar Ashreichem Asher Yaladchem. We have always, by Rabbi Yeshua, by the way, we always praise those who raised him. It's in the beginning of, if you remember from the beginning, I think in the beginning here, this was Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We have that as well. Let me just look back really, really quickly, right? Rabbi Yeshua, when he went to be Mekabel Pnei Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, Daf Gimel, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan Broka went to go visit him, and they taught him the halacha that they heard in the Beis Medrash. They taught the Rebbe that why would you bring the taf to the Beis Medrash? Kidei lischad mivayim. And he said to him, you almost held back this gem from us. Why didn't you share this with us? So there's a Meshach Chachma Beis Yushami, because there's a gears here that you held it back from me, to me, something unique to me. So Meshach Chachma says, because Rabbi Yeshua was told, Yushami says that when he was a little baby, an infant, Rabbi Yeshua's mother would always take him in the carriage to go to the Beis Medrash, to just sit there, to be there in the presence of Limud HaTorah, even though he didn't know what was going on, but that's how his mother trained him. So whenever you see Rabbi Yeshua, they always praise those who raised him because they already trained him. They mechanech him as a young child already. So here's why you have the same thing. Ashreichem v'ashrei yuladetchem, those who raised you, those who gave birth to you. Ashrei eini shekach ro, and praiseworthy you who observed what was going on as a Talmud. So afani v'atem, you and I, b'chalomi in my dream, shemesubin hayinu al Har Sinai. I had a dream, actually, he was telling him, that we were on Har Sinai, v'nitna aleinu bas kol min ashmayim, and a bas kol came out, alu lakan, traklin gedolin, there was big buildings that came up, u'matzels nalzim mutam lachem, there were beautiful beds laid out for us, atem v'tamidechem v'tamidei tamidechem, you, your students, and your students' students, muzumarim lakash shlishis, was a roi for this third group of some sort amongst the seven groups that were there. I don't know, some beautiful schar that was awaiting them after darshaning the Ma'aseh Merkava. Either way, says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was darshaning Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? V'atani, the Baraisa says that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shlosha, Hartzos hein. There are three people who darshined, who were allowed to darshin Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Shua Hirtza Dvarim Lifnei Rabbi Yochman Zakai. Rabbi Shua darshin in front of Rabbi Yochman Zakai. Rabbi Akiva Hirtza Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. And Hananya ben Chachinai Hirtza Lifnei Rabbi Akiva. However, Ilu Rabbi Elazar ben Arach lo kachashiv. So we have three different pairs of people, Rabbanim, who darshin the Maisa Merkava in front of someone else. So it doesn't list Rabbi Elazar ben Arach in front of Rabbi Yochman ben Zakai. It should have. He was left off the list. And the Gemara says, no, the arti v'artu kame, referring to those who was mechadish dinim of Maisa Merkava in front of others, and others who darshin in front of them. There's some type of relationship where people did it to each other. Kachashiv. But the arti v'lo arti kame, for those who darshin in front of others, but others did not darshin in front of them, lo kachashiv. Since nobody darshined in the presence of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he wasn't on the same list here. That's why he was left off the list. He darshin in front of others, but others didn't darshin in front of him. But it doesn't say in this list that anybody darshined in the presence of Rabbi Hananiah ben Chachinai. He darshined in front of Rabbi Elazar, in front of Rabbi Akiva. But we don't have anyone on the list who darshined in front of him, so he shouldn't be on this list either. And the Gemara says, since the arti mia kame man the arti, since he was he taught in the presence of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva taught in the presence of Rabbi Shua, it was ki'ilu, someone with darshan in front of him. That's what it was saying somehow. He didn't do it exactly, but there's some relationship going on here. It was ki'ilu, someone darshan in his presence. Fine. So now the Gemara tells us a very, very famous maisa. The Gemara tells us as follows. The Arba, Nechnesu, Bepardes. There are four people who entered into this world of Pardes. Ve'elu hein, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. And what happened to each of the four of them? So before we get to what happened to them, Rashi asks, how did they get to this world of Pardes? Rashi says, Ayidei Alul Raki, Ayidei Shem. They said a special Shem of Hashem, and they're able to ascend to this world, to this arena of the Pardes. Tosus on the side says, Nichnesu le Pardes, Kagon Ayidei Shem. Also, like Rashi, Ayidei Shem, but he argues in Rashi and says, V'lo olu lemala mamash. They didn't actually go to this area called Pardes. Ella hayanir lehem kimosh alu. It appeared they had this dream, this experience, kilu they were in the world of Pardes, but they didn't actually go to Pardes. So Rashi sounded like they mamash went to Pardes, and the Tosus says, no, they were able to somehow visualize what was going on in Pardes. So that Tosus here quotes his Rebbe Kveger, points to a Tosus in Gittin, which seems to ask the following question. The Gemara in Gittin says that if a person says he's going to give a get to his wife on condition that he's going to go up to Shemayim, so if he's able to go up to Shemayim, so then it's a good get. So Tosus asks, how does one go up to Shemayim? Ayidei Hashem, Shem Hashem, he could go to Shemayim. So asks Rebbe Kveger, how is it possible there? The Gemara in Gittin says a person can mamish go up to Shemayim to Pardes, but here it says he doesn't go mamish to Shemayim, it's Kehila goes to Shemayim. So what's the difference? So they quote here in the back an answer from the Tiferes Yaakov that says as follows. That no, of course Tosus here agrees a person could go up to Shemayim through Shem. And that's a Gemara Gittin that says a person could go to Shemayim. But to get to the world of Pardes, that much a person can't go. So what happened was, the understanding is, Ayidei Shem, they went somewhere up to Shemayim, not to Pardes, but somewhere in Shemayim, and then they were able to somehow envision what Pardes is like. So that's the Rashi versus Tosus. Now, Vayitu in the Gemara. The Gemara says, these four went to Pardes. So what happened to them? Amar lehem Rabbi Kiva warned them, Kishatem magim etel avnei shayish tahor. When you get to this marble, this clear marble, Al Tomu, don't say, my, this is water, I can't go any further. Don't think it's like a waterfall that you can't walk through. Mishum shenamar dover shkarm lo yikon leneged einai. It's sheker in front of you. You can walk right through it, continue to go further past that. There's some deep Kabbalah in that thing called Mayimai. So Ben Azai hits it umes. When Ben Azai got there, he looked at the Shechina and he died. V'ala v'ala, because it says in the passage, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai, no one can see me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and live. So he saw the Shechina and he died. V'ala v'kasav omer, about such a person, it says, yokar b'ene Hashem ha'mafshal chasidav. So that he was special in the eyes of Hashem, namely Ben Azai, he died with great chesed. So that's a reference to Ben Azai. So then it says, what happened to Ben Zoma? Ben Doma hit it, he looked also at the Shechina of a hit, and Vinifka, and he got the damage, he lost his mind, he became a Shota. V'ala v'akas of Omer, about him it's described in Pasuk and Mishle, Divash Matzasa, you found the sweetness of the honey, Echel Dayecha, Pen Tispenu, Ve'kesa, you were spit out, and somehow reference to his losing his mind. And Acher Kites Ben Atios, he was cutting down Atios, which meant, see, went off the Derech, we'll see in tomorrow's daf what exactly caused him to go off the Derech. He became Acher, it was Elisha ben Avuya, he became Acher, and Rabbi Kiva, Yatza B'Shalom, Rabbi Kiva walked in, and he left unharmed, he was Yatza B'Shalom. So Gemara now says in the bottom here, it seems to be a bit random here, but asks the Gemara after introducing Ben Zoma, Shalu as Benzoma, Maul is Sruse Kalba. Can a person be Masaris a Kalava? Could you what's the word I'm looking for? Castrate a Kalav. Could you castrate a dog? There's Issa Deraisa to castrate a human being. Males and Issa Deraisa. A female is a machlokas, whether it's a Deraisa or Derabatam. And when it comes to animals, that's also included. So what's the Shaila? So Rashi says the Shaila is by a behemoth tamea, by a non-kosher animal, not only a dog, but all behemoth tameas. Is that mutter or usr? Amr Lehem Ben Zoma says back, it says, Uba'artzechem lo sasu, that amongst the land, you shouldn't do this either, which includes even behemoths, even animals one cannot castrate. Kol ba'artzechem lo sasu, don't do this to any animal. So there's an interesting question in the postgame, does this apply to fish? Are fish subject to the Isser of Sirus or not? So there's a Gemara Babas that talks about that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Misares the Leviathan. He was Misares the Leviathan. So Leviathan is a type of fish. So there's a raya there that you are allowed to Misares fish. Some say no. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs. Just because he did this doesn't mean we have to do this. Number one. Others say, that's Divrei Agada. Don't learn halacha from Divrei Agada. Others say no. There's some ways that one's allowed to do so. When it comes to being Misares a person, Ayde Davracha, through Grama, that's allowed. So for example, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that although it's an Isser Midraban to be Masaris in Isha, but if an Isha were to drink a Koshel Ikrin, which is some type of medicine that will indirectly cause her to become a serious, that would be allowed. That's indirect. By women, that's allowed. By men, it's still Usser. So somehow there's a way to indirectly Masaris a fish. That would be allowed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, in Shemayim, he was somehow indirectly been Masaris him. So don't bring me a raya from a Kadosh Baruch Hu who is Masaris Leviathan. Either way, there's a back and forth whether or not this applies to fish as well. And final Shaila, we'll stop with this. The Gemara says, just to connect what we spoke about the other day, Ben Sira, Shal has Ben Zoma. We did this right. Shalu has Ben Zoma. Besula Sheibra Mal LeKohen Gadol. Let's say a woman remained a Besula somehow, but she became pregnant. Sounds impossible, right? If you're Basula, how could you be pregnant? But let's say you have such a Heichatim, so we'll see how that is in just a second. Is she mutter to marry a Kohen Gadol? We know a Kohen Gadol must marry Basula. There's an Isser for him to marry a non-Basula, to marry a Bu'ula. So would that be allowed? She's pregnant, but she's still a Basula. So how do you get a pregnant Basula? So, mi chashinu the Shmuel, are we concerned with the Shmuel? Damar Shmuel, the Gemara in Ksubas teaches that Shmuel said about himself that yachol ani livol kama be'ilos below dam. He was able to be bol a woman and to circumvent breaking the dam basulam. So she still has her dam basulam, but she could be pregnant that way. Oh, dimol Shmuel lo shchicher. Maybe this is very impossible, almost impossible to have, and we're not choshish. So is that part of the question? Are we choshish for people doing this or not? So it says the Gemara, amar lahu, the Shmuel lo shchiach. Shmuel's this ability to circumvent the Dam Basulam is almost impossible, and we're not really concerned with that being a reality. So what are we concerned with? How else could a woman remain a Basula and become pregnant? Chashinan Shema Bambati Ibra. Perhaps there was a man who took a bath, and some Zera was left behind in the bath, and one became pregnant afterwards. So she was a Basula. There was never any Tashmish, but she became pregnant. And this is why I described to you the other day, that the Beis Shmuel brings down that Ben Sira supposedly was a product of Yirmiah. Yirmiah took a bath, and afterwards his daughter took a bath, and she became pregnant, and Ben Sira was a product of that. So are we concerned with that? Is that really a possibility? So that's what we're concerned with. So the Gemara says, V'hamar Shmuel kol shichva zera she'eno yorek yecheit eino mizas. There's a cloud we have when it comes to a woman becoming pregnant. It's only going to, she only become impregnated if the zera is yorek yecheit. It comes out kecheit. This did not come out kecheit. It's in the bath. So the Gemara says, no, me kara nami yorek yecheit have. It has to be when the zera initially came out, it came out kecheit. Even though lamaisa now it's in the bath, it could still have the ability to be, as a zera, to impregnate a woman. Okay, we're not going to review today. But everyone have a wonderful day. And yet, tomorrow's daf will continue on the fascinating world of the Pardes.